In another room in my house is a blue metal box with a small, lockable latch, though the key is long gone. I've had it for years now. In it are things from when I was a boy. Mementos, little things which remind me of someone I knew or some place that I went a long time ago, like the baseball cards. There's only two in the box now. There used to be a whole stack, but I suppose I've given most away and probably lost a few in moving here and there. When I put my hands on the two which are left, I remember how my brother and I used to go to a little package store down the road from our house, and for a nickel or a dime, we could buy a pack of Topps bubblegum that came with three baseball cards. It was the worst bubblegum there ever was, but the real prize was the cards. One of the two cards I've still got is a nearly worn-out 1963 Pete Rose rookie card with Pedro Gonzalez. Over the years, from time to time, I used to stare at the faces on those cards and dream of being on a big league field, all that green, on a warm summer evening. Funny how I've still got it, and when I touch it, all those memories come back. Another thing in my little blue metal box are the ownership papers when I paid off my tractor. That was the day it was mine, and it was so significant. I've also got my first magnifying glass that I used to study bugs with. As a kid with an extra nickel burning a hole in my pocket, I won it out of one of those drop-and-grab machines where you drop the claw and pick up one of many items in plastic, snap-together bubbles. That little magnifying glass was the forerunner to a microscope. In that blue box is my first pocket knife my dad bought me when I was 5. And I've been carrying a pocket knife every day of my life for 67 years. I know another guy who keeps some things. He doesn't have a box, but it's a drawer in the nightstand, and in it is his great-grandfather's hammer, his grandfather's hammer, his dad's hammer, and his first framing and trim hammer. I suppose he just likes hammers. Like myself, though, he keeps a couple knives. One was his dad's, the other was his grandfather's. He hopes to pass them down to his son one day. These sorts of things are small to others, maybe, but to us who keep such a box or drawer of moments to be remembered, they are things which are significant in the process which made us who we are today. I reckon we all tend to keep things which you wouldn't think were important, really. I've got a friend who has the first marbles he ever won. It's only a handful, but they are precious. Not precious like money, but precious as in what they represent. He won those marbles fair and square, but then he ended up having to fight to keep them. The bigger boy decided even though he lost them, he was going to get them back. My friend went home with a busted nose and skinned knuckles and a pocket with about 3 hard-won marbles, too. He won them, and then he had to win them again. Something important happened inside him that day, and to this day when he looks at those 3 little marbles, he still feels the pride and courage it took to win them. Some people think keeping things like marbles and baseball cards or hammers is just dumb. I've been told that sometimes I hold on to the past so hard, maybe for no other reason than it happened to me, it has started to take up way too much space in my head, and maybe I don't have room to adventure out to something new. Well, now I disagree in that those things are important. If we don't remember our history, which is part of our identity, we lose sight of our own reflection. It's one of the purposes of an inheritance and being an heir. Purpose, as in the conclusion of a dilemma that we take action over. Those little things we keep add to our purpose, describing us as named and designated by God, holding His preferences and standards in front of us to accomplish with all our breathing, thinking, all our feeling and strength. We are made in the image and reflection of God Almighty, and there are reflections of Him in all parts of our lives. Even the smallest things are important. Those small things in my blue metal box of valuables are things which describe me, and you too, if you've got a box or drawer of similar stuff. There is nothing in our lives which doesn't matter. It all matters. It's all important. Every little rise and fall is relative to our composition. The way in which a whole story is compiled and told again. We are like a work of music, literature, or art, and we are poetry in the eyes of the Lord. Isn't that yet another fabulous facet of the Lord to ponder? What do you think?